Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
What the hell are we doing?
We're wrapping some shit up here.
We sure as hell are.
What are we wrapping up?
We are wrapping up the entire Book of Psalms.
Hank something.
I heard somebody use the word void recently. Think void or think the void.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
I kind of like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Think Spock, maybe? I like Spock.
Okay.
Spock's a good character.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I find myself saying thank goodness a lot.
Thank goodness?
Yeah.
Maybe we could just thank us because we're the ones finishing it.
Yes. Thank you, husband.
Thank you, wife.
All
right. So, we're doing contradiction. No, that's tomorrow. Fuck.
Good grief.
I'm a little off here.
Yeah. No, shit. We're doing the wrap up.
Yeah, we're doing the wrap up. That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you ready to get into this?
I am. Are you?
I think so. Let's do it.
Okey-dokey. Okay, so we are going to talk a little bit about the Book of Psalms.
Just a little bit about the Book of Psalms.
Are you okay over there?
I'm having a bit of a word seizure.
A Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
Porky Pig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot because we covered a lot of this before we went into it, and then we covered a lot of it as we went along through it.
Well, and it's hard to wrap up somewhat mm-hmm. because it's not a story.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of small songs.
Vignettes.
I mean, yeah, yeah. It's just.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
So some of this will be things that we've said before, but not all of it.
Okay.
Some of it is new information.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about authorship.
Sure. David?
David. Yeah. Next subject. No, just kidding. The authorship of most of the Psalms is anonymous, although tradition has long attributed the entire collection to King David.
Oh, except for the ones that they attribute to, like, Adam.
Yeah.
Or Moses
or whatever.
Right, yeah.
It is possible but not probable that David may have written some of them.
I highly doubt that even.
Yeah, me too. I don't think he wrote any of them.
I don't think he did either.
I mean, I'm just saying, he was not.
There's this obsession with David, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the obsession caused the Psalms to be written with him in mind,
mm-hmm.
and therefore then later attributed to him.
Right. Instead of saying this is about him, it went from this is about him to this is him saying these words to, oh, yeah, and he wrote it.
Right, right.
Like, it was a three-step process.
Now, obviously, we don't know that for a fact.
No,
but that's just how it feels to me.
I don't think that David could do everything. Come on.
He sure as hell didn't kill Goliath, so.
No. So, I'm over it. I got nothing to say about David.
Right, right.
Anyway, it is clear that the 150 individual psalms were written by many different people across a period of 1,000 years
okay.
in Israel's history.
Got it.
So, yeah, he didn't write them all.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He maybe wrote a few.
I mean, that one that I liked, the one with all the animals and everything,
mm-hmm.
and that one, he didn't write that one.
No.
I know he didn't write that one.
No, he did not. Although some of the psalms are probably as old as the time of King David, not until a relatively late period was the entire collection gathered and organized in the form in which it has been preserved.
Okay.
The Book of Psalms is the third longest book in the Bible. The first one is Jeremiah, which we'll be coming up on.
Okay.
And the second is Genesis.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't realize. Or if we did say that at the time, I've long forgotten that fact.
Got it. So we've got two of the three longest books out of the way.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. And hopefully Jeremiah won't be Dullesville.
I hope not.
I mean, he's supposed to be like one of those prophet guys, so surely he's got some story to tell.
Right, right.
Fingers crossed.
There's only one way to find out.
Right, right.
Straight through it.
So the next section I'm going to cover is just kind of like a summary, like, what is the Book of Psalms? What's the deal?
Yeah.
What is it about?
It's their rock and their shelter.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. The Book of Psalms is a collection, as we know, of poems, hymns, and prayers that express the religious feelings of Jews throughout the various periods of their national history.
Okay.
They are difficult to classify.
I mean, they all praise God a lot.
But not all of them.
Most of them.
Right. But there is one that doesn't.
Also, there's some stomping in people's enemies' blood.
Yes.
So there's that too.
Yes, and throwing babies against rocks.
Right, right.
Yes. So they are difficult to classify because of the wide variety of experiences, mood, and sentiments reflected in them, as well as the background and historical situation from which the different ones were produced.
Right.
So what was happening at the time they were being written versus what was happening that they were writing about.
Got it.
So.
Sure.
All kinds of different influences.
Yeah.
As a whole, the Book of Psalms may be regarded as a kind of epitome of the entire range of the Hebrews' religious life. It has been said that if all the rest of the Old Testament were lost, the essential faith of the Israelite people could be recovered from this single book.
Oh, man. That,
that's interesting.
I would not want to see that religion.
No, I would not either.
I feel like it's very dark and and sad.
Yeah.
Like
same. And angry.
Yeah.
Not just bitter, like angry.
Now, I see how you could pull from it.
Right.
The essentials, right?
If you like already know the story. And then you were like, oh, shit, every Old Testament everywhere suddenly disappeared except for the Book of Psalms.
Sure.
You could piece it together with what you already know.
Right.
From,
but if you just use Psalms as a basis for a religion, I feel like it would not go well.
It would not go well. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
The Book of Psalms, this is important. I want you to remember this because it will come up later.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. wife's pointing at me, so it must be important.
It's very important. The Book of Psalms is sometimes called Tehillim, which means Book of Praises or Bible within the Bible, because it covers all the major themes of the Bible story.
Okay. Okay.
So just remember that.
Sure.
Okay. A majority of the biblical psalms are devoted to expressing praise or thanksgiving to God, mm-hmm. although the tone oscillates from joyous celebration to solemn hymn to bitter protest. Yeah, you can say that again.
Right.
Many of the psalms repeat episodes of Israel's history, as we said, especially the story of Israel's exodus from Egypt and its arrival in the Promised Land.
Yeah.
But I disagree with that assessment. I think that we learned more about the post-exilic or after the exile.
Right.
I think that was spoken of more in the Psalms than the story of them leaving Egypt and going to Canaan.
Right. There was only a few about that I recall.
Right. So I don't know. I saw that assessment and I copied it into my notes.
But here's the other side of that too. A lot of these were about the, you know, naysayers against Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what God should do to those people.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you could take that to mean times during the Exodus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it would cover that. You could interpret it to cover that as well as the post-exilic period.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Another category of psalms includes laments or supplications in which the author requests relief from his physical suffering and his enemies. We saw a lot of that. The Book of Psalms is one of the most diverse books of the Bible, as the Psalms deal with a wide variety of topics. God and his creation, war, worship, wisdom, sin and evil, judgment, justice, and the coming of the Messiah.
Okay.
All of these points notwithstanding, five major types of psalms have been identified. And I did try to identify these as I went along.
Sure.
So
some of it will be repeated as to what we've already heard.
Well, what I was going to say is apologies for the times I didn't point them out.
Oh, okay.
But the five types of psalms are hymns, which those are the songs. Songas,
right.
Communal laments, individual laments, thanksgiving psalms, and royal psalms.
Got it.
So okay. I think that for the most part, I talked about those five as we went through.
Maybe if anything early on, maybe you didn't say them as much as you did later.
Right.
But
as I learned more about what the psalms were.
It was a repeating theme that started coming up. So
Yeah. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
I mean, we definitely don't know what we don't know.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Definitely. But in researching, sometimes I'm like, oh shit, I got to go back to the beginning and redo my notes.
Yeah.
And I don't do that with podcasting because you can't just go like 10 episodes back and be like,
we're going to throw an edit in here.
That's not our style.
By the by.
So now let's talk a little bit about the style, a very little bit, because please.
Sure.
Unlike Roman poetry, in which rhythm and meter are structured around a pattern of stressed syllables, which, you know, poetry like we like today.
Sure.
You know, we like a strong rhythm and we like it to rhyme correctly and we like it to have a pattern.
Yeah.
We want our poetry to make sense. I mean, there's like that loosey-goosey stuff that's kind of like interpretation that doesn't rhyme, but it still
but
has
even
a
then,
mood.
The delivery has a cadence to it.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it's not just, and that's hard. Like, even if they did have a cadence initially with the Psalms, we don't know what that cadence was. We don't know how it was meant to be delivered.
Exactly.
So it's hard to pick up on that aspect of the poetry of those Psalms, if that is something that was involved in it.
Exactly. No, thank you for using that word. That's perfect.
Sure.
Biblical poetry, as opposed to that structure, is largely based on pairings of versets. And a verset is a segment or half of a verse and line, and usually it's only a handful of words long.
Okay.
So we would see them say something like, somebody ate the hot dog. The hot dog was eaten by somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? That would be a verset.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Yeah.
Where they parallel each other. And that style is called actually parallelism.
Okay.
So these are versets and the style is parallelism.
Got it.
Okay. Where the second verset, the second line reiterates or expands upon the ideas of the first. So it might be the hot dog was eaten by somebody. The hot dog eaten by somebody was delicious.
Got
or something like that.
Right, right.
Or that delicious hot dog was indeed eaten.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something, I'm being a little ridiculous on purpose because it's not about a hot dog.
Obviously.
Right.
Obviously.
I'm just trying to provide examples for the class.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now I have three little bits of trivia beyond what we already know, which is things like we already know that the Book of Psalms was divided into five books.
Correct.
And we know that that is meant to, or that it is thought that that is meant to duplicate the Pentateuch.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you recall that?
I do. Now that you say it, I wouldn't have recalled it on my own.
Okay. Well, so, recall it.
I'm recalling it. Okay. It's recalled.
Okay. Another point of trivia.
Yeah.
Psalm 88 is the only psalm that ends without some kind of praise or hope in God.
Mm.
And I don't recall that.
Yeah.
But I find it interesting.
Right, yeah.
There's 150 psalms, and of those, only one doesn't end with a, thank God. Psalm 117, if you recall, is the shortest psalm with only two verses.
Right.
And Psalm 119 is the longest with 176 verses.
Yeah.
The psalms, this is interesting, which I had noted this myself, but that it's pointed out made me feel good for, like, understanding this thing.
Okay.
The psalms are one of the very few books used in both Christian and Jewish worship. Regularly. They are referenced regularly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't say that about a lot else.
Right, right.
So I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
So now are you ready for a very short pop quiz?
Yes.
Okay.
Why not?
I fully expect that we will fail these because sometimes they're like, which psalm?
Right.
And I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, yeah. Literally, I'm so bad at numbers.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Okay.
Where would you find these verses? I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Okay, and I have a multiple choice here.
Okay.
119, 1, 117, and 121.
I'm going to go with 119. And is that correct?
Okay, we don't know till the end.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sorry, I was plugging it in. I wasn't sure if this was one that would tell us now or if we
got it.
Find out at
the end.
Yeah,
I was like, what are you doing?
I'm being quiet, don't you know? Okay, Psalms is divided into six sections, each with a different emphasis. True or false?
False.
Where would you find this verse in the Protestant Bible? And the reason that that is specified is because let us not forget that various Bibles have different numbering. And so when you look up a psalm number, you have to know
which type,
which Bible you're
right.
talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
As the deer pants for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. Is that chapter or Psalm 117, verse 2, Psalm 41, verse 1, Psalm 42, verse 1, or Psalm 44, verse 9?
I'm going to go with the first one, 117.
Sure. I have no idea.
I don't either.
Okay, number four. Which of the following was not a known writer of a psalm as attributed in the Bible?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Abraham, Moses, Solomon, or all of these wrote a psalm?
Abraham.
Okay.
Okay.
Interlude, also called Selah, appears 71 times in Psalms, yet the meaning is unclear. True or false?
True.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. What two psalms did David write during Absalom's rebellion?
The fuck if I know.
Right? 3 and 7, 142 and 57, 34 and 56, or 18 and 51?
I'm going to go with C. C is usually the right answer, right?
Sure.
Yeah, like, I don't fucking know.
I could not
know.
Even tell you. Okay, we might get this one.
Okay.
What is the shortest psalm?
Wasn't it 117?
It was. Your other choices were 119, 133, and 134.
Got it.
Okay. Which of these verses is not messianic, meaning it doesn't mention the Messiah?
Fail.
Right. Because we have no clue, I'm not going to read the verses. I'm only going to read the psalm number because it just doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
Okay. 34, 16, 16, or 2.
I'm going to go with 2.
Okay. I would have gone with one of the 16s.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want me to change it?
Nope.
Okay. Number 9. The 23rd psalm was written by Solomon. True or false?
True.
Sure.
No fucking clue.
No clue. Yeah. I don't know.
This is going to be like the worst quiz we've ever taken because I there's like no fucking way.
I'm.
You would have to study so much to know this shit.
I think it's stupid to have to know which psalm. Like, give me the what kind of things were said? What kind of things happened?
Yeah, this quiz is crap.
Yeah, like, this is stupid. Number 10.
Stick with us, just in case we say something really funny.
Yeah. I mean, we got to see how badly we failed it. I know we've got a few right.
Right, yeah.
Number 10. In which psalm would you find this verse? Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path.
I do remember that.
I remember the words. Verse, but yeah. I don't remember which psalm.
Right.
118, 121, 119, or 117?
I'm going to go with 118.
That's the one I was going to go with. Let's hope that's right.
Yeah.
Number 11. The psalmists also... No, let me rephrase that. The psalmists often demanded God's justice and vengeance against an enemy.
Yes. All the fucking time. Jesus, they were fucking murderous bastards.
Number 12. Which of the following psalms is attributed to Solomon? 72,
70, 73, 71.
72. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
In what psalm...
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Just pick one.
Okay. In what psalm would you find the following verses? I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my savior. My God is my rock.
Oh, I know. All of them.
All of them.
All of the above.
Okay. So do you want me to pick 16, 18, 121, or 37?
37.
Sure.
Why not? Are you having trouble finding 37?
Oh, no, I accidentally hit hint and it crossed two of them out. Oh. And 37 was one of them.
Oh, okay. So then pick one of the other ones.
18 or 121?
Let's go with 8 and 121.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. My pinky accidentally
hit
it.
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote this verse found in Psalm 27, verse 1? The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord protects
David.
Me from... I mean, that's what... That's what I would have guessed. Like, didn't he write them all?
That's what my understanding.
Right? How many psalms are there?
150. That one I got right.
Yeah, these two are ones that you have to answer. It's not multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some wrong. Okay, number one was, where would you find these verses? I look up to the mountain, who cares, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We picked 119. The correct answer was 121.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. Psalm is divided into 6 sections. We picked false, and that is correct.
Right, because it's 5. Right.
We messed this one up.
Damn it.
Where would you find this verse? And I'm not going to read the verse.
Doesn't matter.
Nope, we got that wrong.
Right.
Okay. Number 4. Which of the following was not a known writer of a psalm as attributed in the Bible? Abraham. We got that right. Yep. Ooh, here's another one we got right. Interlude, also called Selah, appears 71 times in the Bible, yet the meaning is unclear.
Yeah.
True.
Right.
Yep. We got that one right. Womp womp. We got this one wrong. What two psalms?
Yep.
Okay, number 7. We got this one correct. What is the shortest psalm? And it's 117.
Yeah.
Yep. Which of these verses? We got it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, we got this one wrong. The 23rd Psalm was written by Solomon.
Okay.
That's...
Whatever.
We wrote true, and it was false. We should have known that David wrote them all. Damn it.
Yeah.
In which psalm? We got it wrong. Okay, number 11. The psalmists often demanded God's justice and vengeance against an army.
True.
We put fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And that is correct.
That's gotta be right, yeah.
Which of the following psalms is attributed to Solomon. We guessed correctly on that one.
Awesome.
72.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We don't deserve it.
No,
I don't
but
care.
I'll take it.
Yep. In what psalm? We got it wrong.
Yeah, of course.
Who wrote this verse? Blah, 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 blah. Of course, we guess David, because who cares what it is? Right. He wrote all of them, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Was it David? Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Is it Psalms? David.
Yeah.
Psalms? David.
Always David. Never not David.
Right.
How many Psalms are there? 150. We didn't even have to use multiple choice on that.
Yeah.
Okay. We got an 8 out of 15.
That's not bad. That's over half.
The average score is 9 out of 15.
Fuck those average people. Right? I don't buy that for a minute. Maybe, I mean, I get, who are these average people?
Well, I didn't say they were average. I said the average score.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Well, okay, let's look at this, though. We're taking the quiz for funsies.
Yeah.
Right? We're not like
avid. Oh, probably a lot of people take it because they're studying the Bible. And
right.
Shit. And they're actually trying. I mean, like, we are kind of studying the Bible.
But they're trying.
Got it.
Like,
yeah.
We're not trying.
Right.
We did not study.
Also, was it an open book test or not?
I don't know.
We could have very easily open booked it.
We're trying to go off of memory and understanding and discussion.
Right, right.
And we are not good at any of those, apparently.
No, and besides, we read these books over the period of like a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
So how the fuck are we supposed to remember all that shit?
We're not. It's just fun to see like what we retain and how well we do against other people who actually give a shit.
Right, right.
So we only missed one less than people who are actually studying this stuff.
Right.
So
right.
I feel good about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it.
Okay. Well, that does it for this episode of our wrap up for
the Book of Psalms.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we will be back tomorrow with the episode I like to call Contradictions.
And I like to call You're Always Wrong, because you're always wrong.
We will see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.